Well, welcome again, and this is part two of the celebration this afternoon, or part three maybe. I guess part two is the food. We're here to celebrate the time that David and Karen have spent with us here at Mark Missionary Church. I was quite surprised when I got on the computer and found out that they're not the only David and Karen Krause in the world. There are other Karen Krauses and other David Krauses. If you Google their name, this is what you'll find. Do you know there's a Karen Krause who's a chef in Napa Valley, California? There's a David Krause who's an assistant professor of electrical engineering at Cornell University. And here I thought all he could do was plug in the light. There's a Karen Krause who's a senior consultant in auditing for Deloitte and Touche. She must look after the money, is that right? There's a life insurance salesman named David Krause who's also a financial consultant. But he has to be audited by the Karen Krause who can be helped. There's a Karen Krause who's the vice president of nursing and health science services at Western Connecticut State University. And there's a David Krause who's a poet. And one of the poems he wrote was called Four Seasons of Love. Has he ever read that poem to you? He's written lots of poetry. Did you write Four Seasons of Love?
I'm not sure I did that one.
It's actually quite good. There's a Karen Krause who's a midwife. That'd be exciting. There's a David Krause who at 6'11 is the center for California College. We've got our basketball player coming next week. Finally, there's a writer for the New York Times named Karen Krause. She has a section called Opinion Maker. That's not right, is it? It's the small group that's clapping. They know best. And there's a David Krause who spent 36 years in correctional experience at Montebello City Jail. It's kind of similar to this, isn't it? The inmates are good. Right now they are. Anyway, it's interesting what we find out. I brought along a little guy here today. I'm not going to insist that you take this west with you. But a couple of months ago, as we were looking for our new pastor, I was over at Robert Young's house. He had about 2 million maple keys on his driveway one day. And so I picked up about a dozen of them, stuck them in my pocket. And when I got home a few days later, I dug out some little green pots and planted them. I now have 7 of these little trees. They're about 2 months old. And it didn't require a midwife. If you've ever planted a tree, you have to be under the assumption that the tree you plant, especially if it's like that, it's not for you. Somebody who comes after you is going to enjoy this tree. But you have to plant it. Somebody's got to plant it and nurture it at this age, but it's enjoyed for a generation or two or more later on. And isn't that what's happened in the last 5.5 years? As the Krauses have come and planted, and now we are reaping, but your children are going to reap, and their children, all because of the faithfulness of two of God's servants. And today we're here to celebrate that ministry that they brought here to us. Before Pastor Barry left on vacation, he called me one day and he said, I've got an interesting piece of trivia you need to share with people. Do you know that since they have come, the Krauses have come to Mark a Missionary Church, 81 people have become members of this congregation. Is that a surprise? That was surprising to me, but it shouldn't be. That's the fruitfulness of their ministry. Now, everyone has an outline of today's program and celebration. So I'm not coming back on till near the end, and we're just going to run through it without any other introductions. But I do want to introduce our president, Phil Delceau, and he's going to come and bring greetings.
It is indeed a very special privilege for me to be here. And David, as I was reviewing some notes, I realized that I've known you an awful long time. It was 1969 when we first met. That was when I was starting in at Central, and you were a student who was on his way out the door and onto ministry. And so our paths have not been terribly close in those times. There have been particular opportunities, but they've always been good moments, rich moments. And God's been so good to us. David, I had the opportunity to do a little bit of special preparation for this day and to just compile your service record, 1970 to 75, pastor at Palmerston and Wallace Missionary Churches, 75 to 86, senior pastor at Bonavista in Calgary, 1986 to 99, district superintendent, Canada West District, 1993 to 97, president of the EMCC. In fact, the president of the merged entity of the Evangelical Church and the Missionary Church. 1999 to 2004, associate pastor of Bonavista Church. And David, I believe that this reflects your servant heart and that you were stepping back into the ministry of the congregation that you had led now as the associate to Murray Swalm that you had raised up. And that is one of, I think, your particular giftings in raising up other younger leaders. And then from 2002 to 2004, while you were still serving at Bonavista, you also then served as the president of the Evangelical Missionary Church. And thank you for your legacy in all that. 2005 to the president, well, you've been here in serving as the pastor of the Markham Church. I have a few words from colleagues who have served with you in the past. Walter Arian wrote these words, "You were always ready to listen to new ideas. During the merger, we exchanged ideas that we hoped would help local churches be strong and healthy in reaching into their communities. We worked side by side in the Calgary office. You were president and co-superintendent with me in the Western District. I appreciated that you were excited about the future of the denomination." Dennis Bells, who was a colleague as superintendent in Canada East, "New in the district office, I called you for advice. You always took the time and were consistently cheerful and encouraging. I also remember you as an accomplished ping pong player." And then I think you will appreciate these words, particularly from Murray Swalm, who has been a close and dear friend and a colleague in ministry. He says, "We worked closely together in several different capacities for 20 years. You proved yourself to be a man of integrity and grace. You had no problem laying down the rights and privileges of position in order to advance the kingdom. You loved to see young pastors do well and often granted far more grace than we young pastors often deserved." And then, David, I want to thank you for the grace and leadership that you have demonstrated in all your years of service to the Lord. You brought wisdom to and modeled decorum in your leadership as a pastor, as district superintendent, and as president of the Evangelical Missionary Church of Canada. You have been instrumental in effecting the significant changes that are a part of the recent history of EMCC, particularly your contribution to the merger of Evangelical Church and Missionary Church in 1993, and of restructuring in 2004-2005. When God wants to effect change, he raises leaders. Thank you for being that leader. Life for you and Karen has been full with its mixture of bitter and sweet, and through it all, you have both demonstrated the quiet joy that reflects the Savior's good and strong and gracious character. Your example has meant much to me personally. Your periodic counsel has made for better decisions. Your grace in the hard passages of life has been inspiring. Thank you for your service of the people of God to the glory of God. Thank you, David and Karen. God bless you. And David, I do have a verse for you. This is the legacy that I believe you continue to exemplify as you have done such a great job in leading the Markham Church. And I'm so pleased that you have called Pastor Graham to come and lead, because he was one of my young people in the Elmira Church. And then I taught him at Emmanuel Bible College. I officiated at his wedding, dedicated his first children. So I think a lot of that young man. And so I know that you will treat him well and that he will also treat you well. But David, here are some words from the Apostle Paul. This is the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And I believe that this has exemplified your ministry throughout. I am not seeking my own good, but the good of many, so that they may be saved. And then Paul adds these words, which I suspect he did with some fear and trembling, but I believe these are words that you have as well modeled. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. God bless you.
My name is Brian Murphy, for those of you who do not know who I am. I'm the Secretary of the Elders Council, and I've been asked to make a brief comment from the elders.
Before, Brian.
Yeah, I know, well. Dory was pretty specific. To make brief comments about our work as elders with David, and then to bring you greetings from the Bonavista Church in Calgary. David, when he first came, invited us to step out of the boat with him, and it's been a great journey during these 5.5 years. And as elders, we have very much appreciated your counsel and your leadership, and the fact that stepping out of the boat was a great experience. And it's been wonderful to work with David to catch his vision, to be encouraged by him through our whole visioning process. Not everything that we had to deal with was pleasant. However, based on biblical principles and going to the scriptures, we worked through situations and found the leading of the Lord, and we're just blessed by that. As elders, we appreciated David and Karen's work here. And unless things happened in our own immediate families, we didn't get to know a lot of the stuff that David did. You know, you'd come in on Thursdays and Fridays, and he'd be talking to his desk, and actually it was a computer program that typed for him. So, but at any rate, it looked a little strange initially. But the counseling he gave people was kept to himself. His integrity was impeccable, And it's only when family members would discuss with you the times they had with him that it became knowledge. And I'd just like to thank you both for that. Greetings from Bonavista Church in Calgary. It's a great privilege to be able to honor David and Karen on their retirement. They took over the infant church at Bonavista, and it grew to become a strong, vibrant, and effective church here in Calgary. Their fingerprints are still all over this church, and we know that we stand on their shoulders even today. It was my personal privilege to have served alongside David in a variety of ways and places. I was an associate pastor under his leadership, worked with him when he was district superintendent and our president. Later on, it was great joy to me when he rejoined our staff at Bonavista, and together we led our congregation once more side by side. Karen was one of our earliest elders, and her gifts of leadership and insight were remarkable. She will always be remembered as a woman with strength of character, with a great ability to walk with those experiencing difficult times. If I were with you today, I know that David and I would quickly connect where we finished together. I hope you would sense in our time together my deep respect for David and for the role he played in mentoring and guiding me as a pastor. He is a man of deep humility, committed to the kingdom, a gifted and effective leader, and a man of profound integrity. That's the David Krause I know, and it's the David Krause we know. David and Karen Krause have left behind an incredible legacy, a legacy that will continue to grow because it is rooted in the Church of Jesus Christ. They will never stop serving and being who they are, wherever they are. May the Lord fill your life with renewed energy to serve him all of your days. You are deeply loved, and we are so thankful for both of you. May Bonavista always be one of your homes. Pastor Murray Swam, for all the staff and congregation at Bonavista Evangelical Missionary Church. And just to add to Phil's comments about, or no, I guess it was Griff's comments about the number of members we've had here. Why, just last week, through David's encouragement over the last 5 years, we've begun to focus more intentionally on bringing people to the Lord. Not just be more proactive in searching that out and causing it to happen. And this other past EBBC, for those of you who didn't hear it, we had 17 young children give their lives to the Lord.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pastor Boris Sang from the Chinese Language Ministry. I try to maybe give a Chinese perspective about Pastor David's leadership in the MMC. I think Pastor David is a very good facilitator. You know, one of the examples is the integration of the Chinese language ministry in the MMC. I remember when we were just 2 or 3 years back, you know, when the Praiseland were thinking about trying to be an organized church, and Pastor David maybe just throw an idea to me, and well, maybe instead of trying to organize as an organized church, you know, maybe you can think about you know integrate the Chinese ministry in the MMC, you know. And so that idea, you know, was initiated by Pastor David, and I thought, you know, it would be a good idea, you know, since, you know, we have been using the church, you know, in MMC for many years, and we sense that the congregations are very, you know, accept us, you know, as part of their church. And so after we talked to our leadership, and we thought it would be a very good idea. So, and I think along the process, you know, I think Pastor David played a very major role in facilitating myself and Pastor Wing into the MMC leadership, and I felt, and we both Pastor Wing and I felt very comfortable, you know, in working with Pastor David, and I never have so comfortable working with a senior pastor. I can share with you, because you know, my some of my bad experience, I have some kind of phobia about senior pastor, you know. But, you know, Pastor David, you know, really changed my that kind of impressions. And now he never bossy, you know, too bossy or whatever, but very, very comfortable. And I love it. I think, you know, Pastor David really live out a very good example for us, you know, how to treat others. And also really play a very important role to facilitating myself in pastoring into the MMC leadership. I think it's just a very important steps. And so I myself become part of the elder councils and pastoring, and I joined the weekly pastor meetings and all this, you know, that incorporate us, you know, into the life of MMC. I think that kind of facilitating, you know, facilitating us, you know, into part of the MMC, you know, is a very major work of or the achievement, you know, for Pastor David, you know, to helping the Chinese congregation really feel at home, you know, in MMC. And I think that's all I can say. Thank you very much.
I'm Bob Clements. I'm the chair of the Elders Council, but today I'm here representing Pastor. I'm sorry. Oh dear. I mean, his name's right here in front of me. Right? I'm sorry, Barry, if you're watching. So Pastor Barry, I know he really regrets not being able to be here, but he's in British Columbia, and they're probably going to be passing each other on the highway as Barry comes home and the Krauses go west. Dear Pastor David and Karen, it is with much regret that Bev and I will not be able to celebrate your retirement party and 40 years of ministry on this 25th day of July. We did have some input on the planning for the day. We've deeply appreciated sharing the ministry under your leadership. Your love of the word, gentle hand on the tiller, and spirit of collegiality have been so valuable, allowing the church to blossom and grow. You've prepared us well for the next chapter in the life of the church. I realize retirement enables you to have a more active grandparenting role and to contemplate God's next steps for you as a couple. May you look fondly on your time here with us and fully enjoy the day as the Markham family and friends express their love and gratitude to you for your lives and ministry. With love and deep gratitude, Barry and Bev Klink. P.S., we can help you paint this Thursday and Friday. Whoops, I guess you don't get the possession until next week, so. It seems our timing and yours doesn't seem to jive perfectly this summer.
And I'm just going to ask you to stand and you're going to sing. Good.
Thank you. I was looking for what I thought was another microphone, but either I need my glasses or it's not here. So I'll try to turn sideways because actually I'm here to honor Karen. When we were planning the program, we got the whole program finished, and then we realized that not a word was being said about Karen. So I said, that just can't be. She's too special a person. So it's my privilege to do that, and I'll try to turn sideways and hope this will pick it up. Is that all right, Bruce? Good. In the 5.5 years that Karen's been here with us, there it is, Charlie. Stole it. Oh, wonderful. It's all right, Charlie. You need one, too. I trust it's on. I thank you. I just did. Okay. Anyway, in the 5.5 years, Karen's stay with us has been as beautiful as a bouquet of roses, and I asked Nicole to hold those roses for me as I'm talking about her. And in the sake of time and all the wonderful things I could say about her, I decided there are 12 roses. I will say 12 things and sit down. How is that? The first one, she's always available, and she'll help in any way at all. Kitchen group leader, of course. She'll be there at a funeral and do all the practical things that you maybe don't always think a minister wife would do, but she did. Morning break, she's down there taking registrations, and I'm not sure what all else because I'm not always there, but she's involved. Each Sunday, I'm sure you remember her greeting in the foyer with that pleasant smile that only she can have, and that's been very special, and I know Eric has appreciated working with her. She's very community-minded. We have a Unionville coffee hour, and she's there being hostess and just supporting all the people in this church that are also involved in that ministry. She took over the Tuesday Bible study group and the teaching of that, and it continued to flourish. And I remember it was a big worry as to who was going to do that, but she stepped in and filled those shoes beautifully. She's also very, very supportive of her husband's endeavors and how important that is as a pastor's wife. As a matter of fact, I think she could write a book and model the ideal pastor's wife for any of these new young ones coming out. She's ever ready, just like the battery company, to serve in any capacity. And you know, she's as reliable as the sun comes up in the morning. The last rose, I think that's 11 things. The last one is to represent our thanks for your friendship and your contributions to this ministry here. And we pray God's blessing on you as you leave us behind.
My name is Tom Cullen, and for the last 9 years, I have been the pastor at Markham Baptist Church. It is a privilege to be with you today. Thank you for the word that you brought to us, David, and thank you for inviting me to be a part of today. This is a real gift that you're giving to David and Karen. Most people don't hear these things until they die. This is great. You're getting this before your funeral. All of this reminds me of a story of a pastor who left his church, and the church did exactly what you did. They threw a party for him. Lovely sandwiches, the punch. It was all great this afternoon. Thank you. They had flowers, not the beautiful hydrangeas that you have. They had bought flowers from the local florist and brought them in. The pastor noticed the flowers, and there was a ribbon on it, and it said, "Rest in peace." The pastor thought that was a bit strange. So he noted the florist from which those flowers came. He went and looked at the tag. I think it was Sheridan Nurseries, but I didn't say that. So he went to the florist the next day. He went in and he said, "Nice flowers. Thanks for sending them." It was a bit strange. There was a ribbon on there that said, "Rest in peace." The florist slapped his head and said, "Oh, you think you're upset? Somewhere out there, there is a casket with a spray of flowers on it with a ribbon that says, best of luck in your new location. Well, surely we can come up with something better on the ribbon of flowers that we would send to David and Karen. If I were to send flowers, the ribbon on it would come from 2 Timothy. And Paul talks about a man named Onesiphorus. And he says this: "May the Lord show mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, because he often refreshed me." He often refreshed me. And so, David, I would put on the ribbon, thank you for refreshing me. Thank you for refreshing me with three things. Thank you for refreshing me with your prayers. A number of years ago, David came to me and said, we introduced each other, we got to know each other, and then he said, it would be great if we could get together and pray together. And so once a month, David, Barry, a number of other pastors in the Markham area got together, and we prayed for one another and with one another. And David's prayers were a great refreshment to me. Thank you for refreshing me with your prayers. Second, thank you for refreshing me with your kingdom vision. For the last number of years, you've had the privilege of David as a pastor, but you need to know that his vision is greater than just your own church here. It includes the whole kingdom of God. And that's very, very rare in pastors today. I meet pastor after pastor who are so territorial and want nothing to do with another Baptist church, let alone another church. They don't want anything to do with any church outside of their own denomination or outside their own little flock. But David has a kingdom vision, and he greatly refreshed me with that. He knew that together we could do more than we could do apart. And so you brought Kim Fook here, and we had that ministry together. And we will not know until the day that we get to heaven the impact that that had on our community. And so many other ways that David ministered in our community, and we need to give thanks for that. He greatly refreshed me and our community with his kingdom vision. Third thing. Thank you, David, for refreshing me with your pastoral care. David has a pastor's heart. And that's rare in this day, too. We have, the president of your denomination will tell you, the young pastors coming to, well, don't let me get on about young pastors. I feel like an old man already. But it is rare for a pastor, you would think it wouldn't be, but it's rare for him to have a pastor's heart. It beats with love for you as a people. It beats with love for those who don't know Christ as Savior and Lord. And it beats with love for those who are in the kingdom, but not necessarily in his church. And David has refreshed me. The times I've been able to come in and sit in his office, interrupt his speaking to his computer, and he puts it aside and he just listens. And with compassion and with care, he brings people to God with prayer and seeks to be a help. Thank you, David, for refreshing me with your pastoral care. Well, it has been a great day for Janet and myself to be a part of, so thank you. Thank you for giving us David. Karen, I'm sorry we didn't get to know you as well, but my wife would say, behind every pastor, there's a better pastor's wife.
I am very pleased to be able to do this presentation. It has given me pleasure to look at this picture. Recognize this fellow? Now, Pastor, is that a current photo?
I think they aged that one a little bit.
Well, I was wondering if it was taken maybe 10, 15 years ago. I never noticed this in the bottom. Airbrushing by Joe the Painter. Pastor, I want you to stand up, please. Would you hold that just up there? Now, I want you to get a good view of this and put it in your mind, because when he becomes famous in the West, you'll look at and listen, hear him on the newspaper or somewhere, and you'll think of this picture of him. Now, stand over here. Let these people see you. Get a good view of this in your mind now. Now, this is a presentation where we give it to him, and then we take it back. Pastor and Karen, it has been a slice. It's been great. We appreciate you, and we pray that God will bless you immensely as you head to the beautiful province of British Columbia. Now, I'm going to head out down the center aisle, and I'm going to hang this up in the foyer, along with some other famous pastors of the Markham Missionary Church. Now, Pastor, I'm going to do my best, along with the rest of the admin board, to try and keep darts out of the foyer.
I did not get that memo that said I had to be brief, Brian. I don't know. And I didn't bring my glasses, so I can't see the clock back there either.
It's okay. I'm planning to talk till daylight.
That's right. You had mentioned this morning some good departures and some bad departures from the Bible. And it hasn't been brought up, but I'm sure it will be. There was a bad departure from the church office in the last 6-8 months. We have a killer amongst our midst here. My father would be proud, because Pastor David took out a mouse with one swing of a magazine. That mouse had a bad departure. You really need a cat. You know that, don't you? When we started planning, and I had very little to do with the planning of this little get-together, it was suggested that we take up a love offering. We thought that would be a great idea, so we took a hat down to Junior Church. Came back. We went down again. We finally got a nice little donation, and different people, you know, thought, well, what could we get you, you know? A cat, you know, another magazine. Season's tickets to the Maple Leafs. But then we realized we need a Stetson to collect all the money, the cowboy hat. I don't want this. I do want this, I'm sorry, to be a good departure. Somebody, I don't know the exact words, but they said, your last time at Markham. I hope it's not. Don't rush back. Enjoy your retirement. I mean that in a good way. As you were speaking this morning, and that poor young man, I could kind of relate to him. He fell three stories, you know. Bad departure. But I followed you along in Acts, and after that sermon and Paul preached till daylight, he got aboard a ship. And maybe with this donation, you can see some of the world that you haven't had the chance to see. We have collected through the junior church as well as the congregation here. And the congregation in Bonavista has contributed $300. And the balance of that box contains cards, notes, encouragement, and over $3,000 from this congregation. So thank you from the congregation, and we wish you a fabulous departure. And as Dr. Cullen said, behind every successful, which I'm not that much, is my successful and your successful assistant.
Each individual today was told to keep their talk down to 3 minutes. So you did go along this morning, so perhaps two. But now's the time for David and Karen to have their say.
Okay, here goes. There just really aren't any words to say thank you. It's such a simple little word, but I'll tell you, the emotions that are behind it and the thoughts and the love are very deep. And I just appreciate so much this unbelievable love gift that you've given us. You have given more than one to us, and you have been so kind in just through all of the trips we made back west for funerals the first year or two we were here, and our 40th anniversary, and you've just given and given and given, and we love you for it. And someday God will reward you for your goodness. Graham and Bridget couldn't be coming to a better church family, and I know that you will love and embrace them the same as you've done us and others before us. And it just, Grant's loss was a dear friend of ours, and we named our son for him, and it has been a real privilege to follow him, albeit several years later, but to minister in this church in after him. And I wish, and hopefully he does know that we were here. And I want to, this morning, I want to just thank my niece Bev and her husband Steve and Steph for representing my family here today, and appreciate that. And as I say goodbye to my family, we've had a really nice family reunion, and so you know that we're going to be back. And again, just thank you, and may God bless each and every one of you.
it's great to look at you and just all the memories and all the joys of working together. Through your presence here, it's really cast our minds back to beginning in ministry to Palmerston Wallace, and through various steps with people here from the Bonavista Church and dear friends that have tracked with us through all these years. It's an awesome time, and to through all of that track the goodness of the Lord to us. There have been painful steps in our lives, but the Lord has been sufficient and has provided during that, and will continue to provide in those difficult places, as you well know, because so many of you have been through difficult steps in your lives, and you have continued to look to the Lord, and you have been a challenge and an encouragement to us by your walk of faith, by your growth. That's been the wonderful thing here at Markham Church, is that really in our dialogue, in our engagement with one another, you've called me forward as a preacher, and I have changed during these years. You get to be 60 years old and heading into that last full-time season of your life, and to recognize that God is still at work, and through you, you have engaged me in the teaching of the scriptures and responded and have encouraged me. And I just want you to do that with Graham so much. Talk with him and dialogue. Some of you I can look at, and I know that you would have a comment after the service. You would pick out a truth out of the sermon, and you would talk about that to me. And that's about the greatest compliment you can give to a preacher. Most people forget everything by the time they get to the foyer and move out. So to engage your pastor is an encouragement, and so continue to do that. We have probably made, and I've said this many times in many places, we have probably made more personal friends of our peer group, give or take a decade of either age of us or more. And you have become caring, personal friends, and that's very hard to leave. If in another life we could stay here, there wouldn't be a better place to stay, and so that we could be in that kind of close contact with you. And that just speaks so much to the quality of who you are and your willingness to embrace us. I think that word, that you've embraced us, has meant so very much to us. In coming here, we had asked the Lord for that calling for the final season of our lives, and out of that we came to Markham. And your kindness and being able to enjoy a farewell party is just testament to this was of the Lord, and in His own time, it's time to go, and that it's bittersweet, yet the Lord has a future, has a hope, a plan for us, and we look forward to it. Pray with us, will you, that the Lord will show us just what is needed in our lives, and that the right doors will open. I would guess from our regional ministers out west, Kamloops is kind of a dumb place for us to move to as far as the location of our churches is concerned, and yet that's the Lord's leading in our lives at this point, and we will sort that out to the glory of God. So thank you so much for being here today. Taking a Sunday afternoon to laugh and cry with us is just phenomenal. Your gift, that speaks so much beyond, what did you say, $3,000? The message is so far beyond that, of your sacrifice and your care and your kindness into our hearts. So God bless you richly. It's been such a privilege to minister to you, such a privilege to have ongoing friendships with you. And we will track how God leads in your lives. May God richly bless you. Thank you.
As one of the final things, we want the elders to come forward, and we want to just pray a prayer of dedication through our president on Karen and David as they leave here today.
I'm going to invite the congregation to stand, and I'm going to ask the elders to lay hands on our brother and sister. I would like the congregation to reach out towards them as well. Father, thank you for the privilege of blessing others in the name of Jesus. We know that the scripture teaches us that it is the greater who blesses the lesser. And Lord, we who are united in prayer for David and Karen are not the greater, but you are. And so it is in the name of Jesus, in the strong name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our salvation, that we pray a blessing on David and Karen. Thank you, Lord, for being at work in their lives. Thank you, Lord, for drawing them to yourself. Thank you, Lord, for causing them to hear your voice and to simply say, here I am. Here I am. I am listening. Thank you that David and Karen, together in life, have listened carefully to your call, to your direction. Thank you for every good place of ministry that you've granted them. Thank you that as we are saying goodbye, that you continue to lead them. We know, Father, that this is one of the qualities that you have, that you are a pilgrim God, that you have said that this world is not our home, that we are destined for greater things, that we are beings of eternal light, that we reflect your glory. And we're especially thankful when people reflect that glory in a particularly transparent way. So we thank you for David and Karen, who through the bitter and the sweet have just demonstrated the strength and the beauty of Jesus. Father, thank you for the particular ministry that they've had these last years in Markham. Thank you, Father, for the bond of love that's been forged in the crucible of ministry. Continue, O Lord, to bless them. But, Father, we know that your heart is very much for this people, as David and Karen have expressed it. And we know that their prayer is that you would continue to be at work in a significant way, leading and guiding and directing and growing the ministry of Markham Missionary Church in the years to come. And all that we ask, O Lord, is that you would make us faithful to listen to what you are saying. Now, Lord, we know that you don't listen to us somehow because we have position or importance. You listen just because we are your children. We are your children, your blood-bought children, the sons and daughters who've been adopted into the family, and you've proven that love to us. And so we, as your children, O Lord, simply ask that even as you've loved us, that you would continue to help us to grow in our love for you. And we know that love is an action word, and that what you want us to do is to show that love to others who so much need Jesus. Thank you for David and Karen, who throughout their lives in every way have just demonstrated the love of Jesus. So, Father, we pray a blessing on them in your strong name. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. The Lord make his face shine upon you and give you grace. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. God bless you.
We're going to bring this blessed time to a pause. I'm not going to say to a close, as we go home to be the instruments of God and the blessing of God to other people. We're going to be asking God to lead us, to lead David and Karen, but to lead all of us so that we will indeed show forth the glory of God in the way we live. Let us sing with the best voice, even if you're not in tune.
Lead on, O King Eternal, the day of our trust. When we get to the last part, I just ask you to hold one another's hands, because we're going to raise each hand as a symbol that together we will lead on with God's strength. Okay? The last verse.